This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
After all of this, do you feel vindicated?
I'm not sure if vindicated is the right word for it, but I'm pleased with the result. Because one thing I really want to get across to the listeners is a little bit of how council works. As a councillor, you know, I have my own personal views, my own personal beliefs, as do the other councillors. It's not until we actually sit in a room together and we make a decision based on what's in front of us, it becomes council's perspective or council's view of the matter. And once that happens, you know, it's a councillor's duty to respect that decision because it's a majority vote. So that's why I've sat back and I've been very quiet ever since the vote. I said my piece prior to it going to council, and the decision was made, and at least people looked at it. They got their own perspectives, which, you know, I was pleased that people took interest in the matter, and it's progressed to the point that I'm, you know, very happy now that the mayor has made the decision that she's going to, or she's made the decision to announce at the next meeting that she's going to rescind that section of what went through that day and say goodbye to the carbon credit purchase with Qantas and Greencollar.
Well, they say the talks stalled. And when I did ask the mayor on Monday, you know, what did you talk about? She was quite upfront with it. She said, you know, obviously they weren't going to give us the publicity and what have you, and they had promised this in the beginning. Now, did Qantas promise all of this in the beginning? Because this seems to be just a little bit of a murky area.
Unfortunately, Paul, a lot of these discussions happened in confidence. So I'm not in a position where I can talk about what happened. But what I can say, and one of the things that I made my decision about, was the Healthy Reef Partnership document that came to councillors that we made a decision upon. You know, I've been brought up, you never assume anything unless it's written there in front of you. Now, there was nothing in that document that stated to me what we were going to get from Qantas. So therefore, that did concern me, and that was one of the things that weighted my decision.
Qantas say that they've done deals with other places, e.g. Kangaroo Island in South Australia, and they've just done the deals. You know, all of it, Papua New Guinea, another one, and other parts of Australia. But with this one, they said they just couldn't reach a deal with council. They said it was nothing to do with the thing falling over to do with carbon credits or carbon neutral. It was to do with something else. And you know, and the mayor has basically said, yes, it was the fact that the Shire was not going to get the publicity that we thought. But, okay, you say that things are done in confidence, but you had the deputy mayor coming out and basically saying, quote, tens of millions of dollars. So what made the deputy mayor feel that there'd be tens of millions of dollars of publicity when in fact that is not true?
Well, I suppose we all have our own beliefs. We all get given the same information at the meetings. You know, you
well,
can
did
take
she have information you didn't have?
Maybe the mayor and the deputy mayor with the CEO had further meetings with Qantas and Greencollar. I'm not sure, but the documentation that came to council when all councillors were together, and as I said, this document in particular is what I based my opinion, my decision on.
Well, this has fallen over now, and we move on to a block of land that council is negotiating to buy. Does this seem like a good idea to you?
The concept of purchasing a block of land, I like. Okay, I think you've got to take a step back and look at it from a perspective. Council owns land all throughout this shire. We have pieces of land in Macrossan Street. We have land in Craig Lee. We have land all about the place. Now, an option came up to purchase a block of land. It is currently under the Healthy Reef Partnership Council's perspective and Council's view that they wish to look for land to proceed with investigation of carbon offset projects or the rest of it. The block of land we're looking at, whilst it is suitable for that, is also very suitable for other things, which I looked at it and I thought this is a really good purchase for council. It's an asset. It's diversifying your assets. So the ratepayers aren't losing money by this purchase. And that's what I liked about this. You know, we're taking it out of a bank where you really don't get any money for your money in a bank, and we're investing in a piece of land. And that's what the meeting was on the special meeting. All that was decided on that day, and the reason that I did agree with it, and it was a unanimous vote, was we gave permission to the CEO and the staff to proceed with the purchase of a block of land.
Now, we know that if you grow trees on this, it's going to take 3 to 4 years for those trees to get to maturity. Even Mike Berwick from Green Collar acknowledges that. So are we still a long way off from the dream of Green Collar and the councillors? Are we still heading down the carbon credit neutral path? Or have we got a whole new different mindset happening now with the block of land?
Well, as I said, under the Healthy Reef Partnership, which was a motion that was passed by council, you know, that is the way that council wishes to proceed.
You didn't vote yes, though.
I didn't vote yes
on
that. No, I didn't.
But you're saying that that Healthy Reef Partnership is still alive and proceeding alongside this block of land, or with the help of this block of land?
The goal of council is to become in within the national carbon offset. So we want to, and I'm talking on behalf of, you know, in the sense of what council's
wanting.
Oh,
this is your council hat.
This is my council hat. The goal of council is to become carbon neutral so it can be part of the ecosystem. You know, that is the view of council. Okay. So the perspective that's been put out with the media release, and other councillors have mentioned it, is that this piece of land that's been purchased by council, or is looking at being purchased, is suitable to do that with. Now, as you said, that could take 3 or 4 years. You know, we've got all new councils that are coming up in the future. There's elections in March. Things could change. So it's up to the people, the way they vote, the way that the community consultation, which I believe is going to go ahead with this, how that comes about will direct how we move forward with that goal.
You can't see this block of land, things being developed on it, or it used for something, certainly not before the election in March next year. Would that be the case?
I certainly don't see anything happening to that block of land before the election, no.
No, you can't tell us where that block of land is?
No, unfortunately.
Can we find out how much it costs?
As the Mayor did state, once it's all signed and sealed and delivered, you know, the public will be made aware of it. And I do agree with what council did in the sense that it's a waste of time us going out to purchase a piece of land if the owner knows that we're going to do it. So it has to be done in confidence so that we do get the best value for the ratepayers.
Wouldn't the owner know you're doing it if you're negotiating with
person? I'm hoping it was done very quickly before the public release came out.
Okay, all right. So things are well into the deal, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, okay. So I asked the mayor this, and I'll ask you as well. Green Collar, are they involved?
Certainly not. As I said, nothing has been discussed as far as council's concerned in how we will progress with this.
But Green Collar has nothing to do with this block of land?
That I know of. Nothing has been said to me that I know of personally that Green Collar's involved, no.
Okay, we're heading to the election in March, and I take it you'll be standing as a councillor. Can you announce this morning that you'll be running for mayor?
Absolutely not.
You can't?
No.
But the word's about this Michael Kerr's going to go for mayor.
We've still got 6 months of council to go yet. You know, when the time is right, we'll certainly look at that. But you know, I love what I do as a councillor, and you know, I'm moving forward in that direction.
Now, there are some other people who've put their hand up. Bruce Clark, who used to be in council, has put his hand up. Kim Rowley's put his hand up. How do you see the coming March election? Bruce C. sat in front of me here and said he thinks it's going to be a pretty dirty one.
Well, I don't know if dirty is the right word. You've got very strong personalities with very strong differences in their opinions on how they want the Shire to go. And I do agree that, you know, it'll be definitely a strong argument because those personalities are very strong in their intent and what they want. So it'll be very interesting to see how it progresses, yes.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to the election in March?
I am. It was very interesting last time because, you know, it was the first time I sort of knew partially what I was doing. I was still learning it all. It was my second time going through an election process, so this is the third one. So at least I certainly know what I'm in for. I'm used to what can happen on social media and, you know, the perspectives of what people think about you come out quite openly, and you just got to have that tough skin and surge through it. And as you know, when I first did this, the one thing I said to everyone, and people quote me on this, is that I said I need to be able to sleep at night. You know, so as long as I can sleep at night, I know I'm doing the right thing. And if people are agreeing with me with what I'm saying, then obviously I'm doing the right thing, and you know, I hopefully think I am.
Michael Kerr, please answer me this straightforward and honestly. When you voted against that carbon neutral, you were under a lot of pressure. Did you feel like you were under a huge amount of pressure? And when this all fell over, did you feel that pressure was off a bit?
I can say I certainly did feel under a lot of pressure, because you know, it's not a nice feeling when you're going against people. You know, these are people that, for the majority, you know, we get along quite well. You know, if you go through all the council resolutions, there's not many that we've disagreed on. So when something that's so topical like this does come up, you know, it makes you feel personally, you know, are you doing the right thing? And in that case, you know, I was extremely grateful with the amount of support that I did get from the community, you know, reading on social media, et cetera, and listening to you and, you know, the radio station listeners. It gave me the feeling that I was going in the right direction.
And you obviously were going in the right direction, because the whole thing's fallen over. And some councillors, in the case of, say, Roy Zamataro, felt like this was a personal thing. If you were going against this, then it was going against him and his judgment as a councillor.
Well, as a councillor, you do. You take things personally. You know, if it's your perspective and it's your view of how you're looking at something and people are disagreeing with you, it makes you feel that you are wrong. You know, so it is a hard, it's an emotional thing. It's a journey that I suppose it's only experience makes you toughen up to, you know, learning the different ways of doing it.
I must admit, when this all happened and I did spot you around the traps, you did look like a weight had been taken off you. Would that be true?
I'm glad it's coming to an end. Yes. Yeah, you know, I hope that, you know, with the community consultation that's coming forward and the different direction that we're looking at, we can move forward and we can all be harmonious in the way we do it.
I think too, Michael Kerr, that the council needs to be reaching out and taking the ratepayers on that journey with them. We saw down here with the trees in Warner Street, not enough public consultation, ratepayer consultation. And in this one, there was no consultation, and we were promised those meetings that were put off and put off and put off until the thing fell over. So do you feel council can improve in that area?
You know, there's always ways to improve. It is very hard, and I know myself, you know, just even from the Clink Theatre, when you're trying to get something through to people and across to people, you've got a lot of people here in Port Douglas that just are quite happy to live in their box. They don't read the paper, they don't listen to the radio, they don't be online, all those things. So getting information across to them is very hard until something happens. They stand up and go, oh, I didn't know about that, why not? So yes, there's always ways that we can improve. And that certainly, I know, is something that is on the CEO's high list. He wants to be able to improve the way council deals with the community and the way we consult. Yeah, and I don't think there's a councillor there that wouldn't say the same thing, that we want to make sure that the people do go on a journey with us, because it's so important. You know, you need to take, it's the ratepayers' money after all. It's what they're paying for. It's where they live. We all live here because we love living here. We all love the environment. We love, you know, we moved here because it was such a beautiful place to be. So it's really important that we take everyone on that journey with us, and they're involved, and they are part of the journey as we move forward.
I couldn't think of a better way to end this interview. Michael Kerr, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.